pineapple, you know, and things. You know, I guess they didn't even have airplanes bring it a long time ago. Just different things that we didn't get. Just we were used to bananas and apples and oranges. That was it.
What were some of your favorite foods when you were growing up?
Oh, dear. I think I was a pig about everything as far as I know. I don't know. I always ate well. I really don't have any favorite foods, especially. I think I like watermelon. I like melons, you know, fruit and melons.
Did you have a garden?
No, not really. I have tried a time or two to plant a few things to eat. No, I wouldn't say we ever raised our food, but people did. Some people did.
And let's see, you went back to school here when you were in the seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
So I assume you went to school through high school, and you told me a little bit about what the schools were like. Can you tell me what happened when integration occurred here in Roswell? Was that a smooth transition? Was it difficult?
No, I don't remember anything difficult about it. Before integration, there was a school called Bailey Johnson in Alpharetta, and the blacks were transported. They had school buses that would carry them to Bailey Johnson, and that was in high school. They would go to Bailey Johnson High School. But Pleasant Hill, where Pleasant Hill Church is across the street from them, was a little school. It was just a small school. I used to take my National Geographics and things. I'd take a wagon, and this was after I came back and was living in a little house, and I would take a wagon full of National Geographics and things or other magazines, but I especially remember doing that to a schoolhouse and give it to them, you know. But I don't remember any trouble with them being in schools here. Some of them went to private schools later if they didn't want to, I guess, integrate. There were some private schools, not in Roswell, though.
How did the integration work? Did the black students then shift to the other school? Was it a crossover?
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't really know much about that, except I guess we didn't have that many black people living in Roswell either, did we? When I think about it, it was never a problem. I've never found any racial problem in Roswell myself. You know, I always loved all the black people, you know, that worked for us or that I knew. And in fact, Evelyn and I ran away one day over to the where her person that cooked for her and her daughter who worked for us lived. And we ran away and went over there, you know. And then, well, they brought us back. But they had a player piano there, and we just thought that was wonderful, you know. And we enjoyed that. And so then they came and brought us to bed. They brought us back home, and Mother put me to bed. I always thought that was a stupid way to punish a child, put her in bed, but that's what she did. And Josephine, that worked for the other one, made some goodies or something and sent me some too. You know? No, you know, we always loved them. And my father was musical too. Both my father and mother could play instruments, and my father could play anything. And so we would go to the black churches sometimes, you know. And every time we did, though, brother and sister, please favor us with a selection. And so they go down and play the piano, you know. Daddy could improvise all over, you know. He was good at doing that. And most of his classical training he got from Mother, but and she could play anything too, just about. But he could improvise. And they just loved